This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. It's his first month as Attorney General, and Thursday, Hector Balderas released the audit that caused 15 behavioral health service providers to have their funding suspended. Behavioral health providers in New Mexico have been waiting since 2013 to see the details of Medicaid fraud accusations that were leveled against them. Attorney General Hector Balderas released the more than 300-page PCG audit to the public.
There are minimal redactions in the audit, only intended to serve and protect the ongoing criminal investigation, and we are providing all the necessary information that we possibly can under both state and federal law.
Investigations into 3 of the 15 providers are complete, he said. 4 are ongoing and 8 have yet to begin. Balderas, who is taking over the investigation from former Attorney General Gary King, also announced that he's seeking $1 million from the Consumer Protection Fund to hire more employees. He wants to complete the investigation within the next 6 to 8 months instead of 5 years or more that were previously estimated. He'll need legislative approval for that funding.
New Mexico, moving forward, must learn how to attack waste, fraud, and abuse in a way that does not harm its own citizens.
I caught up with Balderas after the press conference to find out what kind of response he's expecting from the state's Human Services Department.
I don't anticipate any pushback. I'm actually requesting support from the governor and the legislature and HSD.
For months and months, we've been in the dark, being accused of fraud, being accused of being criminal and being corrupt, and not knowing why has been very, very difficult.
Patsy Romero is the chief operating officer for Easter Seals El Mirador, an organization that serves people with disabilities in northern New Mexico. She was there when the state gathered all 15 providers together in 2013 to announce that they had failed their audits and were being turned over to the Attorney General's office for criminal investigation. Their funding would be immediately suspended.
And basically our reputations were down the toilet. We went back to our records trying to think, what could we have done wrong? Just trying to find answers, and you just didn't know. You didn't know.
Romero has estimated that Easter Seals laid off 160 employees. The organization was cleared of fraud charges in May by A.G. King, but the Human Services Department asked that the finding be reviewed again. Balderas reiterated this morning that Easter Seals was cleared of those charges. The shakeup's been difficult for people receiving services, too. Gayfin Layson's son was diagnosed with schizophrenia. He had a psychiatrist, a therapist, and a community support worker to help him.
All that kind of was yanked out from under us when the takeover happened in 2013. And he went without a therapist for a good 4 months.
Finlayson said the release of the audit comes too late. The state lost providers, she said, and people who ran the nonprofits might not be able to bounce back.
The audit will be interesting to read, but the effects of, you know, what has happened to people, they're ongoing, and I don't think they're going to be remedied by reading the audit.
Balderas said he hopes releasing the audit will help clear up some of the issues and controversies plaguing the system, but his goal is just to complete the investigations as soon as possible. In a statement, the state's Human Services Department said another report identified rampant overbilling, and that, along with the PCG audit and whistleblower allegations, were part of the referral to the Attorney General's office. HSD said they're deeply concerned with Medicaid funds being wasted or stolen. KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the McCune Foundation and the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. For more on this story, go to publichealthnm.org. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.